Today is November 15th, 2020. Today's passage is John chapter 15, verse 4. It has been a while since my last podcast. For the past few weeks, I have been struggling. I've been dealing with a lot of physical pain in my body and with the emotional anguish of watching my youngest child battle with depression. He had to be hospitalized for a little over a week. I felt my anxiety grow as our country got closer and closer to the election day, and even after the election, when all of that feeling should have subsided, a smooth transition in Washington does not look like it will happen, so election day anxiety continues, and looks like it will continue until January 20th and beyond. I talk to God every day. But sometimes, when I feel a lot of stress, I talk and talk and talk, and have a hard time quieting my heart and mind to listen to what He has to say to me. Be still. Be still, He says in His soft, kind voice, and I go on and on and on. Talking to Him brings me comfort, but it is in listening to Him that I find peace. I say this because I know I'm not the only one that may have this problem. I have talked to God in the past, in my loneliness, in my depression, in my anger, in my hurts and pains. I fell in love with God when I realized that I could feel His answer, His comfort, His patience, and His unmeasurable love for me. There is nothing I can't get through with Him in my heart. When I read today's passage, I was reminded of that very thing. I'm sure that I can get through anything that I go through on this earth because God is with me. My thoughts went back to one of my evening walks with God many years ago. There was a particular day that I remember chatting away with Him about how my life was turning out. I think of that day often, as it was a life-changing for me. I spoke with Him honestly about my divorce and how I should have left my ex-husband much earlier than I did, but I was afraid. Not necessarily of my spouse at the time, but of not being able to provide for my family. If I left, I would be a single-parent household. I would have to handle every aspect of parental life on my own, and I was scared that I could not do it. I would be a single mother of three, and it all sounded impossible. Now, I won't say that it was easy because it was not. I wondered why I had to struggle so much raising my children. I was alone for over 10 years, after all. And it would be a lie if I said it was easy and that I did not want to have someone in my life to share the burden that I carried. But as I walked and talked to Him that day, I realized how much I was able to accomplish because I knew I was not alone. I knew He was with me. I had learned by then to pray and open my heart to His words. I was able to take what I can look back and say were incredible leaps of faith, knowing that all will be well if I listened with my heart and was able to accept God's path for me. On that walk, He let me know the reason I was alone for so many years. He told me He wanted to have me all to Himself until I learned to turn to Him first in everything. For many of us, God is like that untapped resource in our backyard. We know He is there. We adore Him. But we keep Him at a distance and try to handle all of our issues and choices on our own. We have a choice. We can either try and work through this life on our own, survive on our own. We can choose our path on our own and wonder if the path we chose was the best choice for us. We can try and control a future that we can't see and make our choices without counsel. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I choose to close my eyes and walk in faith. I choose to be still and listen to where God leads. I know I am living the life that He chose for me, and I feel more fruitful than ever. And there lies the beauty. Even if it seems like the path is a hard one, surrendering to being a part of God where He lives in me and I dwell in Him, I have been surprised at all I could accomplish. Doesn't the Bible say in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, and I quote from my study Bible, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The life He has in store for me continues to be far better than the life that I imagined for myself. I am constantly in awe of the way that He has made for me, and how happy I am to be a fruitful part of His vineyard. John chapter 15, verse 4, read from my study Bible, NAB. "Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me." John chapter 15, verse 4, read from the Bible in Contemporary Language, The Message. "Live in me, make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me."